First day of October, first day of Pelicans training camp. Head coach Willie Green spoke to the media afterwards. Here's some of the clips of what he had to say as the Pels get ready for the season.
What was just focus for you guys on day one? What did you try to get done today?
The focus was, you know, really going over our principles defensively and offensively, how we want to play. Both ends of the ball, and you know, looking at tweaking different lineups, just seeing what we want to, you know, what guys we want on the floor, and what it's going to look like tonight when we come back and play. So no live work tonight today, just more of drip feeding our concepts.
Yeah, and you said yesterday, hey, look, the lineups, guys are going to figure it out in camp. We're going to figure that stuff out in camp. I mean, what does that process look like? You know, what data do you need to see? What do you do to tell you these are the lineups we need to put out there?
Well, we'll watch a lot of film. Starting tonight when we come back and play, we'll have some positionless groups on the floor, small ball lineups, whatever we want to call them. We'll get some lineups with the fives out there, and we'll get a look at it. What teams are playing well together, what teams we need to mix it up some and kind of work from there.
I think Bryson threw out, hey, look, the Warriors, you know, are like the example of like the success you play in sport. There are other teams you look at of like these guys have had success, you know, throwing out some of these really versatile wing heavy lineups and things like that.
Well, yeah, Boston comes to mind right away. Most of their guys play on the perimeter, even though Horford and Porzingis, you know, are short of fives, but they play more positionless basketball, and that's a team that jumps up right away. But, you know, it kind of started with the Warriors. You know, they were one of the first teams, at least in the last 10 or so years, that played more small ball basketball.
Is it a good problem to have knowing you got to kind of figure things out on the go here, that you got so many good players and most of those guys just off other teams or on this team? And you figure it out as you go?
Yeah, it is. It's a good problem. We got a really good group, high character guys. They understand that everyone wants to play. Everyone will get an opportunity at some point, and you know, we'll continue to work at it.
I wonder what your conversation has been with Brandon Ingram over the offseason about. I know, look, we know he's a mid-range king, but getting more three-point shots up, because that's where this game is right now.
Yeah, we've talked about it for sure. He understands that. He knows it. It's something that he's been working on this offseason. And I'm sure he's eager to put his game on display, but it's something that he'll continue to work through.
Is it hard to change a game like that a little bit?
No, it can be. You know, it just depends. But I think B.I. is smart enough. He understands the concepts of how we want to play. He understands how to maximize his scoring opportunities. But, you know, it does take time to adjust.
Kind of an open-ended question here, but do you know what Zion's potential is?
I don't think any of us really know his potential. I mean, I feel like it's unlimited. His ability, his IQ, the work ethic that he's put in this summer, it's allowed him to come back, and he looks fantastic so far. And, you know, sky's really the limit for him. And, we want to continue to put him in positions to be extremely successful.
Glad to finally get out here to Nashville and get started.
Yeah, we were. You know, good to get on the floor and good to get moving, and we want to continue to build in the right way.
Really, it was the first time being able to see DeJounte with this group here as well. Obviously, a lot of fans can't wait to see offensive side. We're accounting how many times he hands on the ball, steals. What he's going to bring on the defensive side is something.
It's going to be fun to watch. Having DeJounte and Herb on the floor together, two all-defensive players, guys that are leaders, that are tough, and then offensively, you know, he's looking to be one of the league leaders in assists. You know, he understands the weapons that he has on the wing. You got Zion, you got CJ, you got B.I., Herb, Trey coming into the game. We got to put some work in, but there's a ton of potential on this team.
Head coach Willie Green talking after the first Pelicans practice of training camp. And, man, you just rattle off the names. It's really exciting to see what's going to happen with all these pieces in place. How can they form together and really gel, obviously, is the biggest question right now. But, man, they've got the guys. They got the dudes in place.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going to be, you know, how is it going to work out? Because the good problem to have is how do you figure out how to get all these guys on the court at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, you got, and as you mentioned, it's a good problem to have, and Coach Green has said that too, where they have like 7 to 9 guys that could be starting. Like, just think about that. That's the roster depth that they have, specifically at guard and wing, where you have DeJounte Murray, you have CJ McCollum, you have Herb Jones, you have Brandon Ingram, Trey Murphy, Zion.
Is not
Williamson
having that true center a worry for you, though, at all?
I mean, kind of, because, like, Dotson was mentioning a little bit, there are some centers that you'll have to be able to match up with in the Western Conference. So it is a little bit, like, it gives me a little bit of pause. But at the same time, when you have so many great things happening in the other areas of your roster that kind of make up for the deficiencies, I think you feel okay. Because as we mentioned, all those players that I just rattled off, like, this is going to be a team that's got great defensive capabilities. As we mentioned, and Dotson had mentioned, with DeJounte Murray and Herb Jones as a potential defensive backcourt that's just going to be locking down.
Best in the world.
Yeah, guards like night in and night out. But also, offensively, all the scores that you have top to bottom, and Coach Green mentioning the unlimited capabilities, the ceiling that he can't even figure out what it is for Zion Williamson. I mean, it's so exciting right now. And I know that this is optimism season, and this is where every NBA fan base, kind of similar to what we talk about with like the NFL during training camp. It's not, game one has not been played yet, so every fan base is optimistic. But for Pels folks and Pels fans, like, you should be optimistic about this team. I think that they have a ton of pieces in place to be fantastic this season.
Heck yeah, and I can't even stress how happy I am, and I know you are too, with that addition of DeJounte Murray is just so huge for this team. They needed the point guard, obviously.
Yeah, so for sure. I mean, they haven't had a true point guard probably since Lonzo. So, yeah, absolutely a huge addition. And on both sides of the ball, right? He makes everyone's job, quote-unquote, easier on offense, but he's also going to be, you know, playing next to a first-team All-NBA defender in Herb Jones.
Right, a thorn in the side of everyone.
Like, he's shown his capability to be an All-NBA defensive player. So those two together, oh, man, it's exciting stuff.